Charlie. Yeah, we're not on. Major League Baseball from New York just called me and said they're getting a black screen. They had us, and now they don't. I checked the TriCaster. Everything looks good. I checked the encoder. They said they're getting... they said they know the encoder is good on their end. For some reason, they're not getting the stream. They're getting a black screen. So I don't know if you could tell Nathan. If you're hearing this, switch to the booth cam. You hear what I said? Yeah, okay. Yeah, so call Nathan. Tell him that MLB is not getting our stream. Neither is Bally Live. And if there's something they can possibly look into, I'll keep troubleshooting it from our end. But, yeah, we're dead in the water right now.
Everybody, welcome to Clover Park. We apologize for running into some broadcast issues. We're radio only right now, so we hope you're tuning in on stlucymets.com. We'll be working to try and get Bally Live back up. Unfortunately, I've run into some issues, but if you're just joining us now, Mets one out away and a runner on first after Tresor, who's on the mound for St. Lucie, walked the first batter. This is Kaikuto at the plate currently for the Threshers. First, that pitch swung on and missed, and the count now evened up at 1-1. Ware standing on first with one away here in the top of the first for the Mets. And now a quick throw over to first after that pitch was low and called a ball. For a strike. So counts 1-2. Runner safe at first. Tresor ahead here. And this one lined foul. So Kaikuto will stay alive. One-two count now. Pitch on the way from Tresor. Swung on, driven into right field. That's going to be down for a base hit. And Ware will hold at second. And now there'll be two on for the Threshers. And that'll bring up Kukowski to the plate for the Threshers. Kukowski 2-for-4 yesterday, batting .227 on the season. Mets looking to try and bounce back after a 13-7 loss yesterday. We'll have some work to do, though, already with runners on first and second, one in scoring position. First pitch in there for a called strike at the count. Now 0-1. Pitch is low and in the dirt, and the count will even up at 1-1 for Tresor. Tresor coming into this game a 4.76 ERA. It's 42 total strikeouts on this season and a 1-3 record. Tresor's got some great stuff and a great strikeout ability as this pitch is too high for a ball. But has been hit around at times and given up a couple of runs, but overall been pretty solid for St. Lucie, who's got one of the top pitching staffs in the Florida State League, and really all of single A. That pitch is too high and it's ball three, so the count moves to 3-1 now. The Mets have lost a lot of arms due to call-ups, which is always a positive thing, especially for the overall look of the St. Lucie Mets. We often talk about single A, more of a development league. Always good to see those guys get called up and perform well in Brooklyn. That pitch is too high, and it's going to be a walk that will load the bases. So the Mets already running into some trouble here in the top of the first. And Jordan Kraus will head out to the mound to talk with Tresor and the rest of the team. So bases loaded. And again, if you're with us on the radio side of things on the St. Lucie Mets website, we're welcoming you in, and we apologize. There's having some broadcast issues right now as the Bally live stream is currently down. We are currently working to try and get that back up, and hopefully we'll have it up soon for you all. Jake Ricker with you. Adam McDonald working behind the scenes to try and get that broadcast back up. The meeting on the mound is over. And one away here in the top of the first. Mets looking to try and get out of an early jam. Clearwater putting up 13 runs yesterday. Mets would love to try and limit that damage as much as possible. Saltamon at the mound, at the plate. First pitch in there for a called strike. And it's 0-1. One pitch from Tresser. Swung on and fouled off. And the count moved 0-2. So two straight strikes for Tresser after the meeting from Jordan Krause. Now the 0-2 pitch. That's just a little bit high in the count. Is now 1-2. Saltamon batting 206 on the season. 0-3 yesterday. For this pitch is swung on, hit high into right field. Rosa's coming in, and that's going to fall for a base hit. 1-1 will score. And now the runner coming home. Here's the throw, and it is going to be in time for the out. So the Mets give up a run on a pop single, but get the out at home. That was Caicudo trying to come home to make this a 2-0 game. And now two outs in the top of the first. Now Keaton Anthony at the plate for the Threshers. Pitch is too far inside. Now that single from Saltamon popped up into the right side in the outfield. And you had Cuevas, Barro, and Rosa all over there trying to get to the ball but couldn't. And it just fell right in between all three of them. And then throw came into second. And Houck was able to fire it home to get the out after. And Caicudo tried to make it a two-run game. Threshers do score one on it, though, so they lead 1-0 in the top of the first with two away. And a swing and a miss there for strike two. Tresser ahead on Anthony. He's definitely started to pitch more strikes since the meeting from Jordan Krause. At this point, I think the Mets will gladly trade that run, especially considering they got the out at home and are now just one away from stopping the bleeding. Tresher comes set, his 1-2. That gets away to the backstop, and both runners will advance. It bounces right back to Hernandez.
Wild pitch.
And it's a wild pitch. So now it'll be Kitowski on third and Saltamon on second for the Threshers. Again, if you're just joining us here on the radio side of things, you're currently experiencing some technical difficulties on the video side on Bally Live. Working to try and get that back up. Hopefully we'll have it back up as soon as possible. Now it's a full count now to Anthony with two away. Tresser trying to end this inning. Pitch on the way. Swung on. Ground ball. This one's fielded by Vargas. Throw to first in time for the final out. So the Mets get through it, but not before the Threshers do score one. And it's a 1-0 game after the top of the first here on St. Lucie Mets Broadcast Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
Welcome you back here to Clover Park. My name is Jake Ricker and Adam McDonald.
Don't settle for loser.
To try and fix the broadcast issues on Bally Live. Unfortunately, not live there currently. Just here on the radio side of things. Right now, though, the Mets trail 1-0. Threshers score one in the top of the first. But it could have been a lot worse. Mets were facing a bases-loaded jam, and only one run scores, so positive takeaway from there. Mets will now bat here in the bottom of the first. Boston Barrow leading it off. Marco Vargas second. Jesus Baez will bat third in this inning. Then Jeffrey Rosa, Colin Houck, Ronald Hernandez, Willie Fañez, Mario Cuevas, and Kevin Villavicencio. First pitch is driven right back up the middle by Boston Barrow, and he has a leadoff single for the St. Lucie Mets. A good start here offensively. And now Marco Vargas steps up to the plate. See if the Mets can try and respond quickly down one. Pitch from Clayson outside, ball one. Clayson coming into this game, a .33 ERA and 42 strikeouts. We have a challenge by Caicudo. And he's not going to win that challenge. That remains a ball. So the Threshers 0 for 1 on their challenges today. This pitch grounded foul, though, so the count now evens up at 1-1. Do have the ABS system working behind the scenes today. Umpires calling their own balls and strikes. Both teams have three challenges. If you win your challenge, you get the challenge back. But once you lose it, it is gone. Pitch on the way, grounded right back up the middle again. This one fielded, flip on his second. It gets away. Miller tried to make an excellent play, but Salterman could not hold on to it. And the Mets have runners on first and second. A base hit for Marco Vargas. It's a hard hit ball up the middle. 89 miles an hour off the bat. And Aiden Miller, one of the top prospects for the Phillies, made a great play to stab that one and tried to flip it behind the bat. But Salterman just could not hold on to it. So first and second now for Jesus Baez. Baez 1-for-4 yesterday, batting .293. He's in the top five in just about almost every category in the Florida State League. Pitch is too high over Baez's head. And it's a 1-0 count to lead him off here. Defense for the Clearwater Threshers. In left field, it's Ware. In center, Owosu Asiedu. And in right, Virus. And then on the infield, at third, from third to first, Pawaka Gregu, Miller, Salterman, Anthony, and then Caicudo catching for the Threshers. That last pitch inside again on Baez, and it's 2-0. Mets trailing 1-0 in the bottom of the first. But a chance here to try and quickly tie the game and potentially take the lead with nobody out. Baez takes a big swing at that one underneath it, though, and he fouls it back to make it 2-1. And two balls and one strike on Baez. Vargas on first, Barrow on second. Clayson comes set. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike, and the count evens up at 2-2. Clayson, one of the top pitchers in the Florida State League this year, and the Mets on him early, trying to take advantage. This pitch lined high into right field. Virus is heading towards it, but it's going to get and land foul. So count stays at 2-2. Two count. Clayson comes set. Here's the pitch. Driven up to right. That one's fielded by Saltamont. A flip on his second, and Barrow is doubled off on a line out from Jesus Baez. And now two away for the Mets. Well, unfortunate there. Baez drove that one right towards Saltamont, who made the catch and then flipped it on over to Miller at second to get the double play. This pitch is outside for ball one now to Jeffrey Rosa. Now the Mets with a big opportunity there, and luck not on their side. Vargas remains on first. Rosa with that home run power. Swings and misses there, and the count's evened up at 1-1. Rosa came into the game yesterday. This is check over runner on first. Back in safely is Vargas. Rosa came into the game yesterday during the seventh inning to replace Wyndham Clark. Rosa hits this one, and it's caught for the final out. Throw went to second. And that'll end the inning. So the Mets have a chance with two runners on, but cannot cash in after a line-out by Baez, and they double off Boston Barrow. We'll take a quick break when we come back. The second inning here on the St. Lucie Mets Broadcast Network.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone. And safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back. Mets trailing the Threshers 1-0 here after one inning. We'll take you through our three keys to the game. Length for Tresor. Diaz and Wendinger just 5 2/3 innings yesterday. Bullpen a bit short on arms. I'd like to see the Tresor go as long as possible. First pitch is in there a little low, and the count's 1-0. Second key to the game, avoid the big inning. Clearwater had innings of 4 and 8 runs yesterday and had to overcome those, which made it just about impossible for the Mets. And number three, finish stronger. Finish strong on Tuesday, but not on Wednesday in extras or the eighth inning last night. This pitch lined into left field, and it's going to be caught by Fañez for the first out of the inning. So Puaka Gregu flies out, and the Mets have one away. Now, if you're just joining us, Threshers had the bases loaded in the first inning. were only able to score one after a play at the plate got the second runner out. And then the Mets had runners on first and second with nobody out, but a line out from Jesus Baez caused Boston Barrow to be doubled off at second. And now the Threshers back up to bat. 1-0 pitch. And that's outside, and it's 2-0. This is Jordan Virus at the plate. Did not play yesterday, batting .218 on the season. That pitch is in there for a called strike, and the count moves to 2-1. Dresser already at 33 pitches. Of course, as we mentioned earlier, the Mets want to see him go as long as possible. That pitch is too low, and the count moves to 3-1. Dresser falling behind to Virus. Pitch is fouled back, and the count will now run full. Mets one away here in the top of the second. Tresher comes set. Payoff pitch inside, and it's ball four. So it'll be a walk to Jordan Virus. And now the Threshers will have one on with one away. And now it's Owosu Asiedu at the plate for Clearwater. 1-for-4 yesterday, batting .208 on the season. Pitches inside, and we're going to get a challenge here from Hernandez. And it's a strike, so a good challenge from Hernandez. And then count now 0-1. O-1 pitch in there now for a called strike, and it's 0-2 to Owosu Asiedu. Situation Tresser wants to be in this time ahead in the count. His 0-2 pitch swung on and fouled off. One out here in the top of the second. Mets trailing 1-0. Rosa has to go retrieve that ball in right field. He's got it back in. Tresher comes set. Here's his 0-2 again, and that one is too far outside. And the count will move to 1-2. Pitch on the way, and swung on and missed for strike three. Tresher picks up his second strikeout of the game. And now two away here in the top of the second. That'll be the first time through the lineup now for the Threshers is Bryson Ware back up at the plate for the second time. That pitch is low and outside, and it's 1-0. Ware with the walk to lead things off in this game, eventually coming around to score on the bloop single by Kaikudo. Pitch is too low, and it's 2-0 now to Ware. Two away with a runner on first. Pitch on the way from Tresser, and that is too low. And the count now 3-0. So again, Tresser has fallen behind. Tresher will come set. Here's the 3-0. And that's in there for a called strike. So gets one across the plate and stays alive in the count. And that pitch is too low, and it'll be ball four. So another walk here in the inning. And now runners on first and second with two away. Aiden Miller now at the plate. He's 0 for 1 today. Struck out back in the first inning. Top prospect, one of the top prospects in the Phillies organization. Batting 324 on the season. This pitch is in there for a called strike. Dresser quickly ahead, 0-1 on Miller. Dresser set, 0-1 pitch. And that's too low. Count evens up at 1-1. Two away in this top of the second. Runners on first and second. 1-1 pitch. Fouled off. And the count will move to 1-2. Dresser one pitch away from ending this inning and keeping this a one-run ball game. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss for strike three. He got him. Dresser ends the inning with no damage done. As Miller is down on strikes once again. It's a 1-0 lead for the Threshers. We'll come right back after this for the bottom of the second.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. And new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild. Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Welcome back here to Clover Park. I'm told we are back on Bally Live. So it seems as the stream is once again working. So welcome in, everybody. We apologize for the technical difficulties. Thanks, everybody here behind the scenes working to get that back up and running. First pitch is inside for ball one here to Colin Houck. Well, if you're just joining us, and the Mets trail 1-0 to the Threshers after they had the bases loaded in the first inning, but only scored run off a play at the plate. Kaikuta was tagged out at home. Pitches inside, and it's 2-0 now to Houck. The Mets then had runners on first and second in the bottom of the first with nobody out, but then a line drive from Jesus Baez, which was caught by Saltzman and then doubled off Boston Barrow at second. And the Mets were not able to cash in on that opportunity. Now here in the bottom of the second, and it's 2-1 to Colin Houck. Pitch is too low, and the count now at 3-1. And the good news for the Mets, Clayson coming into this game with a .33 ERA, one of the top pitchers in the Florida State League, shows that they can't hit him. Here's a line drive back up the middle, and that is through for a base hit for Colin Houck. Mets with now three hits on the day and their second leadoff hit of this game. And that'll bring up now Ronald Hernandez to the plate, the reigning FSL Player of the Week. Hernandez did not play yesterday, betting 268 on the season. First pitch to Hernandez in there for a called strike. And it's 0-1. Hernandez back, catching behind the plate tonight. One pitch to Hernandez, fouled off, and the count now 0-2. Hernandez will take a timeout now and takes a breather. He'll step back in and face this 0-2 deficit. Tyson comes set. Here's the pitch. Fouled back by Hernandez. And the count will stay at 0-2. Houck over on first with nobody out. Hernandez fights this one off. And we'll do the 0-2 again. Hernandez leading the team in walks this year. It's one of the reasons why he's able to foul off the pitches that he doesn't like. He usually has a pretty good eye. Down 0-2 right now. And a swing and a miss there for strike three. So Clayson picks up his first strikeout of the game. And there's now one away in the bottom of the second. So it'll be Willie Fañez, one of the new St. Lucie Mets, playing in his third game. He's batting 300 on the season so far. Had a home run in his first game. Here's a line drive right back up to Miller, and he can't play this one. It's off his glove, and everybody's going to be safe. So the Mets now with runners on first and second with one away. That one 95 off the bat, and it's called a base hit. So the Mets again with two runners on, this time with one away, and now it'll be Cuevas who steps up to the plate. He was 0 for 3 yesterday, batting 179 on the season. He's had big hits, though, at times this year. Out on second, Fañez on first. First pitch lined left, but foul. One to Cuevas. Really nice crowd out here today at Clover Park. School's out night. All K through 12 students got in for free and got one ticket for a guest. Timeout was called. Cuevas back in. And now the 0-1. Too low, and the count evens up. Mets trailing 1-0 here in the bottom of the second, trying to capitalize with runners on first and second, and only one away. That pitch is in there for a called strike, and it's now 1-2 to Cuevas. One-two pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three. Throw down to first, but Anthony wasn't covering. And now two away for the Mets in the bottom of the second. It'll be Kevin Vivavencio. Vivavencio batting 273 on the season. 0 for 2 yesterday with a couple of walks. First pitch in there for a called strike on the four-seam fastball, and it's 0-1. Mets have had runners on first and second both times to start this game, trying to get their first run across, though. And a swing and a miss there. Now 0-2. And comes set. The 0-2. That one's too low, and it's 1-2. Valencio trying to tie this game up. 1-2 pitch inside, and that evens up the count at 2-2. Two-two pitch, swung on, fouled straight back, and we'll do the 2-2 again. Runners on first and second with two away. Mets trying to tie this game up, trailing 1-0. Pitch on the way, in the dirt, gets away, and both runners will advance, and the count now runs full. So Houck now standing on third, and Fanyas on second, representing the go-ahead run. So two runners in scoring position, and a full count to be Valencio. Payoff pitch, swung on and missed for strike three, and that'll end the inning. So the Mets get two runners in scoring position, but can't cash in again. And the Mets still trail 1-0 after two.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back now to Clover Park. Mets and Threshers here in Game 4. The Mets trailing 1-0 as we get set to start the top of the third inning. Austin Tresser back out there on the mound again for the Mets. This pitch is in there for a called strike here to Kikuto. Kikuto 1-for-1 today. Had the single back in the first inning. Was later tagged out at home. This pitch is grounded and going to be fielded by Vargas. He walks in, makes the throw in time for the first out. And one away now for the Mets.
Well, Jake, the Mets trying to be like this broadcast. A shaky start, but now off and running. Good to be here.
Glad to be back. Yeah, technology, it's your friend until it's not.
It was not today to start. Appreciate everybody hanging in there, but we're live now and hopefully good to go, whether you're watching on Bally Live, MILB TV, or MLB TV.
0-1 count now to Katowski. Swung on and missed there for strike two. Katowski drew a walk back in the first inning. Tresser ahead here, 0-2. And that pitch is too far outside. So one ball and two strikes. Now Tresser had 55 pitches. And if you missed it, one of our keys to the game was for Tresser to go as long as possible for the Mets. This pitch is swung on and crushed to right field. Going deep at the warning track, and it is gone. A home run for Katowski. Crushed that one to right field, and it's a 2-0 game.
Well, that was a very impressive power shot. Opposite fields, into the wind. Just got enough, but, man, he had a big one out to left last night. That's some great strength right there to be able to get that ball over the wall the other way.
Katowski makes it a 2-0 game for the Threshers, and the Mets fall behind a little bit more. That is Katowski's third home run on the season. First pitch too low, and it's ball one now to Saltabon.
All the way up here in the booth, you could hear Rosa slamming into the wall. That was a big collision out there.
Pitch on the way, line, but foul down the left side. Rosa certainly made the effort, was running for it, but that ball just too high and got over the wall. Didn't have really the chance on it. Saltzman had a single back in the first inning that drove in the run. Pops this one into right field. Cuevas ranging back, and he's got it for the second out of the inning. And that was a similar hit, actually, to his first one that just kind of popped over to that right field side and fell in for a single. But this time, Cuevas able to track it down and make the play, this time for the second out of the inning. Now it's Keaton Anthony at the plate. First pitch is swung on and fouled back, and it's 0-1. Anthony 0-for-1 was a ground out in the first inning. This one lined, well fouled, out of the ballpark. And it'll be 0-2. And a timeout called now by Anthony as he steps out. Takes a breather. Back in and ready to go. 0-2 pitch. Too far outside. And it's 1-2. Tresser trying to limit the damage here. Tresser's up 2-0. 1-2 pitch line into right field, and that one is foul. So we'll do the 1-2 again. Tresser now at 63 pitches. Trying to get in deep as this game as possible. Pitch is too far outside, and it's 2-2 now. Two pitch. Line drive right back up to Tresser. Went off of him. He's back up. Looks like he might be okay. And that ball gets all the way into center field. It's a base hit. Now look out. That one looked like it went right off the glove of Tresser.
Certainly buzzed the tower. Fortunate it wasn't a few inches lower.
He's okay, remains on the mound now as Pawaka Grego is at the plate. First pitch to him is too high, and it's 1-0. So Anthony now on first with two outs. One oh pitch outside, and it's 2-0. Two oh pitch is hit high in the air, but this one's going to get out of play and into the crowd. It'll be 2-1 now here to Pawaka Gregu. Pitch on the way, swung on, hit high into center field. Valencia ranges back underneath it to make it the catch for the final out. So that will end the inning, but not before a solo shot from Katowski makes this a 2-0 game. Mets trail 2-0 after the top of the second.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school when you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back now to Clover Park. Jake Ricker, Adam McDonald with you today. Mets trailing 2-0 as you get set to start the bottom of the third. Boston Barrow to lead it off for the Mets. Swing and a miss there, and it's strike one.
Yeah, Clawson's been pretty impressive. Struck out three all last inning, 99-mile-per-hour fastball mixed in there. He's really good. We'll see how long he stays around.
High fly ball into left field. Ware heads in and underneath this one to make the first out of the inning.
That's actually had four hits against Clawson. First time through the order.
No, both the first two innings, Adam, Mets runners on first and second. One time with one out and one time with no outs. But an unfortunate line drive from Baez right to Saltman, who was able to double off Barrow at second and then not able to get anything going in the second.
Clawson, he was the one who beat out Jonah Tong for the FSL Pitcher of the Month in April. And, man, he had a big month. That was neck and neck. And hard to argue either way. But in April, 21 innings, no earned runs, only 7 hits. Like what Jonah had, 18 innings, no earned runs, 1 total run.
Swung on a miss there by Vargas, and the count moves to 1-2.
Clawson, 5 walks last month, 32 strikeouts. Jonah was 5 walks, and I think might have been 35. It was, I mean, closest you could get. Clawson just pitching a little deeper in the games.
Count evens up at 2-2, and of course, Tong now up in Brooklyn, pitching well.
Yeah, how much longer is Clawson going to be around? These guys usually don't stick.
And that's in there for a called strike 3. And Vargas is down looking. can't expect he will be here too much longer, especially with the way this outing is going for him today.
Well, it's interesting because he made one start in May 3rd, four innings. Then they shut him down for a couple of weeks and only pitched two innings in his last outing. Now he's pitching into the third inning here, but he's a guy who had Tommy John surgery in 2021 with the University of Minnesota. Didn't pitch a whole lot in Minnesota after that. Maybe just trying to take care of him in a long minor league season.
This one's fouled straight back, and the count evens up at 1-1 here to Jesus Baez, who was part of the line out and then doubling off Austin Barrow at second. Baez, another guy that's been playing extremely well as of late, batting .291 on the season. Swung on and missed there for strike two.
Change up 91 miles an hour. How's that? It's tough.
And now the 1-2 pitch to Baez. Swung on and missed again on the high four-seam fastball, and that will end the inning. So we are through three, and the Mets trail by two.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
That's what Clover Park looks like when we're out of town. Empty. Getting some much-needed rest. We have a new pitcher in the mound for the Mets as we start the fourth inning. It's going to be Anderson Ferrer. There he is. He was added to the team earlier today. He was with the team yesterday and would have been activated mid-game if the Mets needed him in an emergency. Didn't quite get that dire, but he's in fairly early in this game, replacing Tresor through 70 pitches in three innings. This Clearwater lineup makes pitchers work. Here's Jordan Viers, who drew a walk first time up. The 8-9-1 hitters for the Threshers. We own a 2-0 lead through three innings. Fastball 89 for a strike. Tresor, three innings, four hits, two runs, four walks, three strikeouts, 70 pitches, 39 strikes. And Jack Wenninger pitched three innings yesterday at 71 pitches. So Clearwater putting the pressure on. Now Ferrer next in line. Ready for a 2-1 pitch. Fouled straight back by Byers, 2-2. Ferrer actually made a cameo with St. Lucie last year. That's rolled in a lot of pitchers late in the season after the FCL season ended. Check swing. Full count. He pitched one inning on the last day of the season against Daytona. Spent the rest of his 2023 season in the Complex League. One inning shutout, no hits, one walk, No strikeouts. Payoff pitch, lost him. That'll be the fifth walk taken by Clearwater already.
You know, walks continuing to be an issue here for the Mets. Five already today, as you mentioned, Adam. And that's been one of the big issues for them over the last couple of weeks. They're one of the top pitching staffs when it comes to strikeouts, but when you're issuing so many free passes, just one hit can do a lot of damage.
Yeah, that was not an issue for this team in April, but in this stretch of losing 16 out of 18, regress to what happened last year, basically out of the gate. Way too many walks. Feels like it's between 7 and 9 per game on a daily basis. Here's Avery Owusu-Asiedu, struck out in the second. And he will swing over the top of this fastball. In the FCL this season, Adinson Ferrer appeared in three games, all in relief, 1-0 at the 5.68 ERA, 7 hits, 6 runs, and 6 in the third innings. Fastball batted foul, a couple of walks and 8 strikeouts. The addition of Ferrer to the roster, Mets are now capped at 30. Runner goes, pitches a ball in the dirt, though to second, too high, got off the bag and nabbed him. Way to stick with it, Boston Barrow. The caught stealing as Byers overshoots the bag. He picked a good pitch to go on, and a lot of credit to Ronald Hernandez. This was a great pick. Yeah, it definitely came off. Barrow got the hand on.
That's one of the best ways you can erase a walk, is get the runner out on the bases, which the Mets do there.
Well, I had to go right there, starting with Hernandez making that pick on the bouncer in the dirt. Swing and a miss. Strike three, Owusu-Asiedu goes down. So in the span of two pitches, Ferrer gets two outs.
Good sequence there to pick up that strikeout, his first on the season for him.
Chance to face the minimum as he will square off against Bryson Ware. Now, Mets have walked five batters in this game, two to Ware and two to Vyers, so maybe it's just those two today. Ware getting the leadoff duties. Normal leadoff man Trent Farquhar gets his first off day of the week.
This game already, Adam, very similar to the one yesterday where you're only down 2-0, which is a positive after the way things started off. Mets faced some bases loaded jams yesterday and faced a lot of runners on today.
It's been in all three games, nearly wire to wire. Last night slipped away there in the eighth inning with that 8-run eighth for Clearwater. Otherwise, they've been right neck and neck, these two teams, all week. Check swing on appeal, didn't go. Leading the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. And you're right, Jake. In the first inning, this game could have gotten really messy for the Mets. A couple of walks, a couple of hits, but the out at home plate key. Two pitches, a ground ball off the side of the mound out to Barrow. He makes the play. Side retired. Anderson Ferrer now has 2 scoreless innings in his St. Lucie Mets career across 2 different seasons. We'll go to the home for it. Mets trail 2-0.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most. Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
Did I miss it? Is it Bark in the Park? Did I miss it? Oh, man. Well, when you take over the last three innings of the play-by-play, Jake, I know where I'm going. What a good dog. He's a working dog. I can't pet him. That dog looks like he could use a patting. What a good boy. Poor girl. That's a big dog. Mastiff? Golden? Jake, take over. I'm going down. We'll have Bark in the Park at some point this year. Bark in the Park has been getting better year by year at Clover Park. It was not very good when I first arrived. It was a bummer. People starting to bring their dogs out as the years pass. Rosa takes this slider for a strike.
We've seen a couple other teams in the Mets organization already do it, and it seems like a hit for them. You know, bring your dog to the ballpark. Why not? It's your best friend and watching some great baseball.
1-1 pitches fouled away. Clearwater has a great Bark in the Park over at Bay Care Ballpark. Been over there for a few of those, and they let the dogs run the bases after the game. Now, leash on.
I was going to say, that could get interesting.
Yeah, they walk, jog around the bases with their handler. Swung on and missed. And Rosa is just dispatched. So distracted by the dogs, forgot to mention there's a new pitcher in the game for Clearwater. It's Bortka, who took the loss on Tuesday. So they continue to ease Clausen back into action after a big April. Just four innings, then shut down a couple of weeks, then two innings. And now he pitched three innings. Mets got four hits off of him, but no runs, no walks, five strikeouts. So Clausen's day is done. He was very impressive. One of the more livelier arms the Mets have seen this year. And now Bortka, who's on rehab assignment. Delivers the 0-1. Pitches outside, but after a check swing. Hauk apparently went around, according to Frank Jones, base umpire calling that.
Now, you look at the two lines for Clausen and Tresor. Both of them gave up four hits. Both went three innings, but the big difference, the walks. Tresor had four, and Clausen had none.
The two pitches low.
Clausen also with five strikeouts, Tresor with three. So the walks being the big difference between those two pitchers.
Mets scored three runs off of Bortka in the eighth inning on Tuesday. He entered with a 3-2 lead. And he strikes out Hauk here. So he apparently is bouncing back from that shaky outing. That's, he has struck out back-to-back hitters to open this fourth. That's four consecutive strikeouts from Mets hitters. Nasty slider. It's going to be a long night for both bullpens. It was a long night yesterday for both bullpens. You recall the starter for Clearwater, Casey Stewart, ejected. No outs in the second. As this pitch is a strike to Hernandez. By the way, talking to people, we've heard some things, getting the lowdown on that. It appears that Stewart did not do that on purpose. It was a slip. And I think we were both shocked when Villavicencio was hit by the pitch initially within the first 5 seconds, because it seemed like an odd time, odd reason to do it. As this pitch is a breaking ball inside, we were shocked when he hit him, because we didn't think that was even the realm of possibilities. And then we were basically up here in the broadcast booth moving on with it until the umpires got together and we said, well, wait a minute. We didn't think it was on purpose. Then the umpires getting together and maybe they know a little bit more. But no, it was not on purpose from what we've heard. But that did not stop Stewart from getting ejected and Marty Malloy, the manager, getting ejected for protecting his player. This ball is fouled away. By the way, Marty Malloy suspended for tonight's game. That ejection. Stewart suspended for 3 games. Right. Serving their suspensions right now.
Interesting situation. There was a lot of shocking things that happened during that whole thing. The hit by pitch, the ejections.
It did not make sense, as this pitch is a strike three. Hernandez will challenge. He will challenge. Hold everything. Matchick was correct. Strikeout stands. Borka strikes out the side. 5 strikeouts in a row for the 2 Clearwater pitchers. We'll continue the discussion from the ejection last night in the top of the fifth, which is coming up next.
Orange and blue.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dogs.
No, Dodger dogs.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
7-layer dip, ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Prize wheel definitely popular on a school's out night. Hello. Camera right up in your face. Phillip knows no bounds. Here's Aiden Miller, and he swings and misses at a fastball. So back to last night. So Stewart throws a pitch that Mercado hits for a home run to right field. Mercado, a lefty batter, into the wind, running as soon as he makes contact, running hard, didn't know if it'd be a home run or not. Hits the bag funny at first and twists his ankle. And then he takes a big leap between first and second, and he hobbles the rest of the way. And Mercado, a late scratch from the lineup today, talked to him before the game, wasn't quite feeling up to playing. Not hopefully just a day off. 0-2 pitch, swung on and missed. The curveball strikes out Miller. Second strikeout for Ferrer. So, Mercado wasn't bat flipping or showboating. I don't even think Stewart knew he was injured running around the bases. The next batter was the 9-hitter. You don't exactly, plunk the 9-hitter if you're trying to send a message. It just didn't make a lot of sense why Stewart would hit a batter. And especially, he's a guy that, starts once a week. He pitches 5 innings. Why would he risk you know, that. It didn't make a lot of sense. The umpires got together, and they didn't issue warnings, and they just ejected Stewart. And, you know, our thought was that, well, the umpires got to be pretty sure that it was intentional if they're going to make that decision. And I think they got that one wrong. There's a breaking ball for a strike, so.
Well, and the other thing that surprised us, too, was that after the ejection, there was no argument from Stewart, which you would think he would be pretty upset about that, but he accepted his fate, which may be smarter in the long run.
I think that's probably why he did it. There's a fly into center caught by Vivasencio. Once you're ejected, and you can pitch a fit if you want, but it's not going to be overturned back to your staying in the game. But it's in the past now, and everybody moves on, and I think anything will come of it. There's a pitch for a strike to Katowski. Starting to flex his power here. He homered last night and today. Only had one run on the season coming in. Meanwhile, Ferrer giving the Mets a real boost here. Looking for two scoreless, hitless innings. Facing the minimum. He's got a good curveball right now. Use that curveball again to strike out Katowski. Tag applied, inning over. How about this? Anderson Ferrer. Two innings, no hits, no runs, three strikeouts. We've reached the halfway point. Clearwater has a 2-0 lead.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at StLucyMets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
Looks like we have some folks up in the open air party decks. It's going to be a busy weekend. Oh, I spy Clutch. Jake, that's not you in the costume today.
Nope, not me.
Should have a nice crowd today. We'll have a good one tomorrow. Hey, we're happy to report fireworks are back tomorrow. It rained enough while we were down in Palm Beach last week. The burn ban, firework ban has been lifted. That's going to have their Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight, and they're going to wear this hat as Cuevas gets ready to dig in. Special jerseys and special hats for the team tomorrow night. Breaking ball is outside. Like I said, Cuevas, it's Fanyas trying to end the strikeout streak. Sits at 5. It's a ball and a strike. Fanyas a single in the second inning. There we go. That's the Marvel-inspired Mets logo, created just for the Mets. That was last year. We don't have a name for him. Kind of looks like the smoke monster from Lost.
Is it smoke behind him, or is it like a fire string? Fireball, Mr. Met.
Vanias takes a strike. It's 2-2. So yeah, as a part of the Marvel Defenders of the Diamond program. Official logo. Marvel will basically create a special logo for your specific team. And that's the St. Lucie Mets. Ground ball foul. Mets will wear these hats tomorrow and the jerseys, which have a similar look. You can bid on them now. Getting open at stluciemets.com/auction. I like the tricolor. Orange, white, and blue. Outside, full count.
The colors are nice. I got a good look at those jerseys. They came in recently, and I got to say, they look pretty good. Nice colors. Blue and orange is a good combo.
Two pitch, Fania strikes out on that slider down and away. That'll make it six straight strikeouts. Two from Clausen and now four from Borka, the reliever.
Should mention, too, Adam, of course, those jerseys that are being auctioned off. All that money going to charity as well for the Special Olympics.
Yeah, Special Olympics, a great partner for the St. Lucie Mets for many years. We're going to have Captain America here tomorrow. He's going to come on the broadcast. He did last year. Here's a ground ball. It's in play. Cuevas, though, right to Saltabon. It's a quick out. That will end the streak at six of the strikeouts. But that is now 10 in a row retired since Fania singled with one out back in the second. So this game, which started out with a bunch of hits from each team, has now settled into a reliever's pitcher's duel between Ferrer and Borka. DeVincenzo takes a called strike. Struck out in his first at-bat. Laid right in there at 93. Nothing in two. Borka, 24 years old, from Kansas City. Drafted in the 16th round in 2022. 0-2 pitch, down and away. Still technically on a rehab assignment. But he has not made it higher than Clearwater in his Phillies minor league career. 1-2 pitch is grounded into left field. DeVincenzo comes up with the two-out knock. That'll end the string of 10 in a row set down. Clean single, the Mets' fifth hit of the game.
Slowly working your way back, end the strikeout streak, and then end the out streak. Hopefully now they can get a double next.
Back to the top in Barrow, single and a flyout. DeVincenzo's running, pitches a ball. Throw to second's pretty good. The tag applied by Miller, and he's out. Nice throw by Caicudo. The Mets ran wild on in the eighth inning on Tuesday, but this was perfect. That will end the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left on. We've played five on this Friday night. Threshers have a 2-0 lead.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, We're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment. For every visit with peace of mind. For every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker back with you. Gorgeous Friday night for baseball. Temperatures in the low 80s. Crystal clear, 0% chance of rain today. Chances of rain uptick tomorrow, about 20%. Then back down on Sunday for the noon getaway game. Barrera comes high and tight to salt the bond. Anderson Ferrer trying to stick. Two innings. Scoreless ball with three strikeouts. Fastball misses low. It's 2-0. He walked the first batter he faced. Erased him on a caught stealing and has gotten everybody else out since. Salt the bond. 1-for-2 with an RBI single back in the first inning. And he hooks this one deep and foul. That one might hit a car out in the player parking lot. The Mets in this stretch lost 16 of 18. They've gone from the number 3 ranked pitching staff in the league with ERA to last. As this ball is fouled away, so they are looking for arms who can step up, throw strikes, get outs. And Ferrer, to this point, has done just that.
Well, it's always good when you can have guys come up like Ferrer and really help out after you lose so many arms, two guys getting called up.
Go through the pitchers who have been called up. Tong, Cade Morris, Jimmy Loper, Joelmy Ramirez. It's close to a third of the staff. Breaking ball, late swing and a miss. Good strikeout for Ferrer, bouncing back from the 2-0 count. Had Salt the Bond confused with that pitch. He struck out two in a row and 3 of 4. Keaton Anthony at the plate. He's had a fast strike.
Feels like Ferrer's starting to pitch downhill a little bit ever since he issued that walk. Has been really good.
A few misfired curveballs. 1-1. Sharp ground ball, that's fair. Tucked inside the left field line. That'll bound down there, picked up by Fanyas. It'll be an easy double for Anthony. Got a breaker. He hooked it, but kept it fair. The first hit allowed by the Mets reliever.
It's certainly not a bad pitch either. Just a really nice hit by Anthony. And it just slides right past third base and stays fair and gets all the way to the corner out in left field.
Nico Puaca-Grego at the plate. They got the hyphenated last names in the lineup again together. First time since Tuesday. There's a foul ball. Nico Puaca-Grego, Avery Owusu-Asiedu.
We got him down now, though.
Do we? I think I called him Grogu the other day. Star Wars night on my mind.
If anything, that's a compliment.
One breaking ball continues to baffle these threshers hitters. Slow curve. Either swing too soon or too late. Nobody's timed it up yet. Waka Grego uses his timeout. Low 2 pitch. Right in there for strike 3. Caught looking. Maybe waiting on that breaking ball again. Sped him up with the heater. 5 strikeouts now for Anderson Ferrer.
Not only was that another good sequence, but also a really nice job to bounce back. You give up the double, but then come right back with a strikeout. You really can't do it any better.
And you're pitching well and pitching with confidence. A double like that doesn't bother you. There's a ball popped out of play. You shook it right off and went back to pitching well. Fires, the first batter Ferrer faced. He walked him. One, good curve again, nothing in two. Hunting for 3 shutdown innings. The 0-2 pitch, curve falls outside. The 1-2 to Viers, and this ball's hit high in the sky to center towards Villavicencio, right underneath it. Puts it away for out number 3. Great relief work tonight by Anderson Ferrer in his 2024 St. Lucie debut. 3 shutout innings, 1 hit, 5 strikeouts. Mets will bat in the home 6th, down by 2 on Valley Live.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast, and new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Jonathan Petit.
There is a weekend.
Is the new pitcher for Clearwater. Still don't know how that guy stays up on that board out there. Jump to boot. There's Petit, 23 years old from Valencia, Venezuela. Game number 14 for him. 13th out of the pen. 19 strikeouts in 16 innings. Does have one spot start. Trying to pick up after the good work by Clausen and Bortka. 5 combined shutout for those guys. And we have an automatic ball 1 assessed.
Automatic ball.
To Petit. Who? Me? Be careful. He's going to get an automatic ball 2 if he's still quick. He can't step off and reset the pitch clock. He's going to get hit again. It's going to be close. 2-1, he gets it away. Strike 1 taken by Boston Barrow. Yeah, you can step off the rubber with the bases empty, but that pitch clock's not stopping. Barrow rips one right to the mitt of Saltabaugh. Sharp line out. Barrow jumps to 1-for-3. Leading off the inning after being left at the plate when Villavicencio was caught stealing to end the 5th. There's Vargas, an infield hit and a strikeout. Pops one out of play over the dugout. A lot of fans down there. Nobody can make a play. Sharp liner right out to short Miller. Handcuffed, but makes the play.
It's the third straight line out for the Mets. They've had a couple of them today. And just unfortunate, well-struck balls, but right into the gloves of the infielders.
It's like a golfer when you have like a wide-open fairway and you still hit it in the weeds. You got all that space out there. This rocket line drives right to defenders.
That last one from Vargas was 103 off the bat. And that's a well-struck ball, but just right to Miller.
Baez in a 1-1 count. He's lined into a double play and struck out. Petit trying to make quick work of the Mets in the home sixth. Slider catches the corner for strike two.
Well, still some time to go in this game, too. But, Adam, I think we were due for a quick one. Two really long games the last 2 days, and this one moving very quickly.
1-2, fastball struck him out. High level. Baez having a tough night. Mets hitters have equaled the Threshers in hits, but no runs. Clearwater will take the 2-0 lead to the seventh.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Look, Jake, we're on TV. Look at us. He's down there. Phillip.
Of course it's Phillip.
We have a new pitcher in the mound for the Mets in the seventh inning, Christopher Gomez. What a job by Anderson Ferrer in his 2024 debut. A bunt and a beauty. Picked up, no play by Vargas. Great job by Avery Owusu-Asiedu. Keep that one fair, right on the grass. Mets not suspecting that. That's where we've entered in this game now as we're in the seventh and not much doing. And Jake totally forgot. It's your time to take back over. I'm so excited about being on TV.
It was such a good bunt there, placed down by Owusu-Asiedu. Pitches outside and low for a ball now to Bryson Ware. So 1-0 count now. Runner on first with nobody out here. Mets trying to keep this a two-run ball game. Pitch on the way. It's inside, and it's 2-0.
Gomez has had one really rough outing and one really good one. Let's see what he has tonight.
Pitch on the way, and that one is too high. And the count will run to 3-0 on Gomez now. The 3-0 pitch, inside, ball four. And now runners on first and second.
Yeah, this is where, you know, you want to continue to do the fine work behind Ferrer. Your offense hasn't done much tonight, but has produced well late in the games this week. But you do not want to fall much further behind. Think about the Mets scoring 5 runs the final 2 innings on Tuesday. They had a 3-run 8th inning on Wednesday and Thursday.
Gomez trying to pick up his first out. First pitch is in there for a called strike.
That's why that bunt was so key. It's like you don't even let Gomez get into the inning.
Especially when you had so many batters retired in a row and can maybe get something going as it started to here for Clearwater. This pitch is outside and the count evens up at 1-1.
May 18th on a Saturday night in Palm Beach, gave up 4 hits and 5 runs with 2 walks, only got 1 out. His ERA at 135 after that, but much, much better.
1-1 pitch, too low, and it count moves to 2-1. Has it all the way down to a 16.88 now.
Yeah, much better on Tuesday. 2 1/3 shutout with no hits. Part of that comeback win.
There's his 2-1 inside, and count moves to 3-1, having a little trouble here finding that strike zone. Jeopardy of potentially walking the base, loading the bases. 3-1 pitch from Gomez. Ground ball, that's going to be fair and down the line. 1 run will come in to score. Now it's going to be picked up by Fanyas, and all runs will come in. It's a bases clearing double for Maiden Miller.
Yeah, that was the right call, too. It did kick up the chalk about 10 feet past the third base bag. You can almost see it. Brayson Ware, leadoff hitter. Leadoff man, he knew that he was going to have a shot to score once it made it all the way down there. Michael Jones, very aggressive send. Also didn't take a very friendly kick out to Fania, so that'll basically double the score right there.
Now a 4-0 lead for the Threshers. Miller stands in on second. That was Miller's first hit of the day as well. He had struck out 3 times in a row.
Top prospect for the Phillies. That's his third double of the
week. Here's another bunt, and it's grabbed by Gomez. He'll look to second, but Miller back in time. So now one away.
Caicudo trying to sneak one in there, and luckily for the Mets, Gomez is as tall as he is. Because if that got over him, that might have had enough steam on it for Barrow to make a play. But another sneaky bunt try.
It worked so well last time, why not try again? This time, though, worked out better for the Mets. First pitch too high, and it's 1-0 now to Katowski, who's 1-for-2 today.
You can understand the thinking by Caicudo. Get that runner to third, 1 out, or no outs, and at least get the runner to third, even if the sneak play didn't work.
Swing and a miss, and the count's evened up at 1-1.
A chance to tack on a 5th run, make it 5-0. To try to seal the game.
Gomez's 1-1 pitch swung on and missed again, and the count's 1-2. And now here's the Gomez. Well, we know pitching ahead in the count. Just blew that fastball right by Katowski. 1-2 pitch. Swung on, line drive into right field. Rosa's going back. He's underneath it, though, to make the catch. Miller will tag from second, and he is in safely to third.
Yeah, so Gomez settling down, but there's a lesson to be learned here that you have to be ready to go from pitch one. That bunt was tough, you know, basically starting your inning with the runner on first, but you know, it's that next walk and falling behind Miller that have hurt him more than that bunt single did. Always lessons to be learned.
Two away now with a runner on third here. First pitch too high for a ball. Saltabon at the plate now. 1-for-3 so far today.
Saltabon, he's a top 10 Philadelphia prospect.
1-0 pitch. Too high, gets away from Hernandez, and Miller's going to walk in standing to make this a 5-0 game.
That would be a pass ball all the way. Another one of those two outs, pass ball, wild pitch with the runner on third. You've seen that so many times this year. Get a chance to get out of the inning, trying to minimize the damage. They all end up scoring.
Now the bases are clear. First Altman, 2-0 count. And this one hit foul back into the crowd. Now that was one of the things when I talked to Ryan Amons today. He mentioned that's the big thing the pitching staff is trying to work on. It's not issuing all those walks in the fastball / wild pitches. It's in there for a called strike, but just haven't been able to figure it out quite yet.
And especially when you're playing a team like Clearwater, last week a team like Palm Beach, and two of the better teams in the league, those teams are going to pounce on those kind of mistakes.
This one lined well foul.
And even the week before that against Bradenton, you know, Bradenton won 11 straight games. The Mets were 6 of those. So the Mets have, you know, 3 weeks in a row, and even before that, Jupiter had won 7 in a row. This is a tough 4-week stretch of teams for the St. Lucie Mets on the schedule. Yeah, like you said, Jake, just too many of those things against these teams are costly.
2-2 pitch is fouled. It's going to be a drop third strike. Hernandez back to get it, but no throw can be made, and it's going to be a drop third strike for the Mets.
That'll be another pass ball on Hernandez, it looks like. He might have been screened by the swing.
And those are always tough anytime you have the strikeout, especially to end the inning, and then the runner gets on. Good news for the Mets is they're still two away. Try to end this quickly, but you do not want that run to come around and score. It is a pass ball.
You go back to that loss in the extra innings on Wednesday afternoon. Every run counted, and Clearwater scored a run after there was a strike 3 wild pitch with 2 outs in the inning.
1-0 pitch from Gomez. Runner goes. Pitches a called strike. Throw from Hernandez is wide. And now the tag is, and he's called safe. Oh, potentially there. Saltamon might have been off the bag again. But he is back in safely, and it's a stolen base.
Well, Barrett knows from last time, stay with the play, and he did. He did come off the bag, and that was close. Tapped him right up there next to the beer flap.
1-1 pitch. Swung on, fouled right back.
You know, with that sliding mitt everybody has now, you can't really wrap your fingers around the bases to, you know, like a ledge to stay on. Skip right on over.
Gomez will come set. Now with the 1-2 pitch. Ground ball, this one fielded by Barrow. He'll make the throw to first. It's in time for the out. That'll end the inning, but not before the Threshers are able to score 3 and make it a 5-0 game here at Clover Park.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop. I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Back now at Clover Park, Jake Ricker, Adam McDonald with you. Mets trailing 5-0 here after the seventh inning stretch. Still a good crowd here at Clover Park today for school's out night.
Yeah, it's still twilight. Kids are going to run the bases, of course, after the game, so they're going to stick around for that. Yeah, it's a good deal. Get a student in for free, plus one.
First pitch is inside for a ball. Petit back out on the mound for the Threshers. This is Jeffrey Rosa at the plate now for the Mets to lead it off. It's too low, and it's now 2-0. There's always some fun events and some good deals going on here at Clover Park. Always a good reason to come on down and watch the Mets baseball as that pitch is too far inside. It's 3-0. And despite the Mets' record this year, they've played in some entertaining games. They've been right there in a lot of them. This pitch is in there for a called strike, and it's 3-1. Trailing 5-0 here, trying to get back into the game. It's a swing and a miss. And the count now runs full on Rosa. Mets had their best chances to score in this game back in the first and second inning. This one grounded, and it will not be fielded cleanly by Pawako Gregu. And Rosa is through with what will more than likely be an error.
That wasn't hit that hard. Third baseman Pawako Gregu going to his right near the line, kind of off balance. Official score, Bill hasn't announced it yet, so he's debating.
Well, now it's going to be Colin Houck at the plate, who's 1-for-2 today. First pitch swung on deep into left field. Ware going back, and this one is going to land fair and over the wall for a ground rule double. Well, Houck crushed that ball all the way into left field, and Ware just could not get to it. And unfortunately for the Mets, takes a bounce and out of the ballpark, so it ends up being a ground rule double.
That just landed in fair territory. One of those where it bounces in fair territory and then over the wall and foul ground.
That'll be Ronald Hernandez at the plate with two runners in scoring position on second and third. Ground ball by Hernandez, fielded by Saltzman, throw to first in time. So one away, but one run does come home to score. And the Mets have broken the shutout.
That's good situational hitting. Of course, you're late in the game now. You want to get hits more than you want to get outs to exchange runs, but that does break the seal. And not only that, it moves Houck to third with one out, so if the Mets could get him home, they get a couple runs back. And then the way this series has played out, Mets have been good in the eighth inning this week.
First pitch, line drive, but this one's going to be foul into the netting.
Three runs in each of the eighth innings for St. Lucie this week, so nine total. So yeah, get this thing to 5-2, at least ahead of the ninth, eighth inning. See if you can't keep that trend up.
Fanyas, 1-for-2 today, trying to drive in that run and make it 5-2. Pitch is inside, and it's 1-1. And sometimes all it takes is one run to get the team going. See if the Mets can do that here. With one away here in the bottom of the seventh. 1-1, too far inside, and it's now 2-1. Now we've had a couple players now come up from the FCL. This pitch is grounded right back up the middle. It's grabbed by Saltzman. Throw to first in time. Infield was playing in.
Yeah, that's interesting. Four-run lead, seventh inning, playing the infield in to prevent the run. Can't say I see a lot of that. I wonder if that's just a organizational thing, a chance to practice that. It worked, no question. Usually with the team with the lead like this plays back. They're not protecting. They'd rather just sacrifice the out for the run, but maybe thinking the way the eighth innings have gone this week, they wanted to play run prevention defense.
Well, that's what they do there. Two outs now, and it'll be Cuevas at the plate. The run 90 feet away still. Pitch is too far inside, and it's 1-0, but a good stop by Caicudo to make sure that ball did not get away. As I was saying before, though, a couple of players that have come up from the FCL, both in Boston Barrow and now Willie Fanyas, who have played very well ever since they've joined the St. Lucie Mets. Pitch is in there for a called strike and a challenge now by the Mets. Called strike, and it will be a ball. So the Mets win that challenge, and they are now 2-for-4. Pitch is too far outside, and it's 2-0. Apologize, that'll be the walk for Cuevas. So now runners on the corners for Kevin Vivalencia. Mets trying to cash in, get a couple runs on the board. They've got one. Still trail 4 in the bottom of the 7th. First pitch is in the dirt. And it's a 1-0 count. Lineup card will turn over after the Valencio's at bat. And a high fly ball. Saltamont underneath this one. He'll make the catch for the final out. So the Mets cannot get Hauk home, but they do score a run, breaking the shutout. They trail 4 runs, and we are through 7.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Welcome back to Clover Park here in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida. Mets trailing 5-1. Gomez back out on the mound for another inning of work. Looking to keep this a 4-run deficit. Top of the lineup will bat for the Mets in the bottom of the 8th. Right now it's Pawaka Grego. First pitch is outside and it's 1-0. Gomez looking to try and respond after a tough inning in the 7th. 1-0 pitch grounded but foul down towards first base. And it'll be a 1-1 count. Walker Gregory 0 for 3 today. Looking, still looking for his first hit. Gomez is 1-1, and it's a high fly ball in his center field. Three Mets heading towards it, but Vivalencio will be there to make the catch for the first out. And now Jordan Virus steps up to the plate. 0 for 1 today. Has two walks in the game. It's always been funny to me that they call the walks not an official at bat. So you can have three walks, but still go 0 for 1.
There was a game earlier this year. I think it was Suero. Didn't he go like 0 for 0, four walks?
Well, here's another bunt put down by the Threshers, and it was again in that perfect spot down that third base side with the Mets playing a little over. And it's a runner on for the Threshers.
Well, that's two surprise bunt singles in the two innings. And at some point, it's got to stop becoming a surprise.
Now, Owosu Asiedu, who's 1 for 3, will step up with one away and a runner on first. First pitch way inside, and it hits Owosu Asiedu. So it'll be a free pass. And now, runners on first and second. Now it'll be Bryson Ware. Ware with three walks on the day. He's 0 for 1 with three walks.
Batting average, taking a dive.
Pitch on the way, big swing and a miss on the first pitch, and it's 0-1. Gomez comes set. Here's the pitch. Inside. And it's now evened up at 1-1. Gomez is set. 1-1 pitch. In there for a called strike, and it's now 1-2. One out with runners on first and second. This one fouled straight back. Count remain at 1-2. Mets trailing by 4. We're able to get a couple of hits, though. Last inning, hopefully to get the offense going so they can hold it to a 4-run deficit. Don't count that offense out just yet. 1-2 pitch. It's high, and it's ball 2. Mets looking to try and even the series against the Threshers, the best team in the Florida State League. 2-2 pitch. Too high, and it's a full count. Gomez in danger of loading the bases. Love to pick a strikeout up here. Payoff pitch. He struck him out, and Gomez gets the second out of the inning. And now it'll be Aiden Miller stepping up to the plate. Well, Miller, before the seventh inning, was 0 for 3 with three strikeouts, and then he had that double that knocked in a couple of runs. And now Yukari De La Cruz, the Mets manager, is out to the mound, which indicates Gomez's day is finished against Miller. So we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, the new pitcher for the St. Lucie Mets.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
New pitcher for the St. Lucie Mets is Miguel Alfonseca in his third year with St. Lucie. 9 ERA in 7 appearances, 8 innings pitched, 5 walks and 6 strikeouts. And he'll face off against Aiden Miller. First pitch is in there for a called strike. Alfonseca had a good outing last time against Clearwater. Went 1 1/3 with no earned runs. The pitch is in the dirt, but a good stop by Hernandez. And the count's 1-1. No runners will advance. And now the 1-1 pitch in there for a called strike, and it's 1-2. Alfonseca trying to get the last out here in the top of the 8th inning. One-two pitch. Outside, gets away from Hernandez. Runner's going to go to third. He'll hold. No throw. So the virus is now on third, and it's runners on the corners in a 2-2 count. With two outs and two runners on. Deuces are wild. Here's the pitch, high fly ball, but this one's going to get out of the ballpark. Over top of the roof. And we'll do the 2-2 once more. Here's the pitch. And again, a high fly ball. This one's going to stay in the ballpark. Will it? No. Hernandez went all the way into the net to try and make that play.
Well, next best thing. Kid gets it. You know, you don't want to take that net down. You know how long it would take to get that thing fixed?
Well, that would certainly be an issue.
I remember it collapsed one year in Port Charlotte, and they had to postpone multiple games before they got it fixed. It actually moved a game to a backfield.
And Hernandez went full force into that net. Did not stop. 2-2 pitch again, and a high fly ball, but well foul all the way out. of the ballpark. I don't even know where that ball landed.
On your car, Jake.
I hope not.
Last week in Palm Beach, Hernandez tumbled into the netting by the Mets dugout twice, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Like a magnet to it.
And now timeout is called. Fonseca stepping off.
Miller keeps hitting these balls foul. He's seen a lot. It's only a matter of time before he perhaps straightens one out. See if Alphonse can get it by.
And that one gets away from Hernandez again, but it won't get far enough for Virus to come home. But it does advance Owosu Asiedu.
Wild pitch, runner to second.
And it's called a wild pitch. So now runners on second and third with two away.
Mets have three wild pitches today. And two pass balls.
Full count for Alphonseca. Payoff pitch. Ground ball on a broken bat, but it's foul. And Miller will have to get a new bat.
Dragging this that bat out further. Well, might also need a pair of pants. Big rip. Left thigh.
Does have a big rip in there. A battle back in the batter's box once again as we await the 10th pitch of this sequence. Alphonseca trying to get Miller down and end this inning. The payoff once more. Ground ball, but again foul. And we'll do it again. Neither of these guys willing to give in right now.
It's a lot of sliders in a row.
Maybe a great time for Alphonseca to speed things back up on Miller.
That was the 12th pitch of the at-bat. All sliders.
And this pitch is too far outside, and it's going to be a long walk for Aiden Miller.
That might not be the worst outcome for Alphonseca.
Now, you do have that base open at first base with two away, and especially in a long at-bat like that, things just get more in the advantage of the hitter. But now it's going to be Kikuto. But the base is loaded. First pitch too far outside. Hernandez able to stop it, though, and it's 1-0. Mets needing just one more out to get out of this inning. Alphonseca has not been able to pick it up yet. Kikuto 1-for-4 in today's game. 1-2 pitch. Swung on, line drive into center. That's going to fall for a base hit. And two runs are in to score. It's a two RBI single for Kikuto. And this is now a 7-1 game. And now Jordan Krause heads out to the mound to talk with Alphonseca. And Miller now on third base and Kikuto on first. So runners on the corners with two away. Things again just starting to get away from the Mets. They had held Clearwater to just two runs all the way until the seventh inning. They give up three there. Now two so far in the eighth. They finally did score one themselves in the seventh inning, but the comeback task getting a lot more difficult after this inning. Meeting on the mound is over, and now Kitowski will step into the batter's box. He's working on a 1-for-3 day. Had that home run back in the third inning. Pitch is inside, and the count's 1-0. is a solo shot for Katowski. Out in right field. 1-0 pitch, grounded, but is going to be foul, so the count evens up at 1-1. Alfonseca came into this game with two away. He's gone through 14 pitches. And now this one's too high, and it's 2-1. Too far inside, and now the count 3-1. Alfonseca still trying to end this inning. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss there, and it's a full count once again. A long inning for the Mets. Two away, runners on the corners, and runner's going to go. Throw on the way inside for ball four, and that'll load the bases again for the Threshers. And now Devin Saltabon. He's working on a 1-for-4 day as well. He's been involved a lot defensively as well for the Threshers. First pitch outside on the slider, and it's 1-0. Fonseca just hasn't been able to find the strike zone enough. 1-0 pitch outside again, and it's 2-0. Fonseca comes set. He kicks and deals. Too high, and it's ball three. And the fourth straight ball thrown by Alfonseca. Trying to get one over the plate. 3-0 pitch. Too low, and it's ball four, so that'll walk in a run. And it's now 8-1. Now Hernandez will go out to the mound to talk with Alfonseca, trying to settle him back down as the Mets.
And he comes in looking for one out, and what does he face? Aiden Miller, who works him for a 13-pitch at-bat. I mean, as a pitcher, you come in, all right, just got to get one out, get through it, and then that took, I think, a lot out of him. Next batter, two-run single. Then a walk and a walk. Again, you're the Mets. Pitching is thin. He's going to have to stay out there and continue this outing.
23 pitches in now. He's going to face Keaton Anthony. First pitch in there for a called strike. And Alfonseca now ahead. Gets a strike over the plate. Nice job there. Anthony working on a 2-for-4 day today. 0-1 pitch. Line drive into right field, and that one's going to be caught by Rosa to finally end the inning. But not before the Threshers plate three, and it's now 8-1. When we come back, it'll be the bottom of the eighth for St. Lucie.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude. Subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dogs.
No, Dodger dogs.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Welcome back here to Clover Park. Jake Ricker, Adam McDonald with you today. St. Lucie Mets trailing 8-1 as they get set to bat in the home eighth. Leading it off will be Boston Barrow. First pitch too low, and it's ball one.
Yeah, the Threshers trying to win their third straight game in this series after taking probably their most brutal loss on Tuesday night. They don't have many losses, only 13 on the season. But, you know, that didn't sit well with them, and they would have a response.
This one fouled back, and the count now 2-1.
They eked out that win in extra innings on Wednesday. The Mets were right there, had multiple chances to win it in the 9th, 10th, and 11th.
And a high fly ball into left field. Ware's going back on the warning track, and this one is foul.
Just kept traveling. Probably landed over the wall around where Houck's ground rule double finally came to.
Well, now Houck and Barrow both crushed one deep to left field. Just a little bit too far to the left for the home run.
Yeah, but as the series has gone on, Clearwater's starting to flex its muscles here. The Mets were right there yesterday, down one entering the eighth. They were right there today, down two entering the seventh. These Threshers, they are just a handful to deal with. That Aiden Miller at bat just kind of tells the tale of their offense, just relentless.
2-1 pitch, check swing, but gets away, and it's going to be ball three. You know, the Mets, like you said, Anna, they've been in it every single time, but it's so hard. You got to fight so long against these Threshers. They've been eventually able to break through in the last two games, making these final scores look a lot worse than they are. And this one in there for a called three strike. It tied up Barrow, and he is the first out of the inning. We've had a couple home runs in this series as Marco Vargas takes into the batter's box. Adam, I don't know if you've seen it. I've seen a couple of times now. A lot of broadcasts doing those. Broadcast out in the outfield. Catching home run balls, some of them, too.
We're not doing that. Technically, we can't. We're tied to this booth.
Ground ball. That's going to be fielded by Saltavan. Throw to first in time for the out.
Yeah, I thought about it when it was radio only years ago before we started the production. Going out and doing one in the outfield or maybe in the camera well next to the dugout, but the big fear was dragging the equipment out there in this Florida weather.
It is dangerous to do it down here in Florida. You never know what's going to happen with the rain. It's the only reason the Rays broadcast can do it. They got a dome. Pitch is inside, and it's 1-0 now to Jesus Baez, who's 0-3 today, trying to get his first hit of the game. Pitch is too far outside, and it's 2-0. Pitch, too low, and Baez has worked himself into a 3-0 count.
He's hit safely in 21 out of 22 games. Nothing tonight.
We'll get a 4-pitch walk here, so we'll not be able to pick up a hit as of now, unless the Mets are able to make a big comeback. But he will stand on first with a free pass, and Jeffrey Rosa is now at the plate. One for three today. Had the single last inning in the seventh. Eventually came out around to score a run as well. First pitch to him. Inside, and it's ball one. Petit having a little trouble hitting the strike zone. It's five straight balls. And he gets that one over for a strike. 1-1 count now to Rosa. Pitch on the way, and a high fly ball. This one is going to be on and in the infield, and it's going to be caught by Anthony. Anthony, who ranged all the way over in front of Saltzman. Both of them called it, but they're able to make the catch. And that'll end the inning. Mets still trail it 8-1.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at StLucyMets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
It's a new pitcher for the St. Lucie Mets. It's going to be Arnaud who takes the mound. And we'll look to try and close out the top of the ninth for the Mets. Arnaud at 2.53 ERA on the season. He'll face Pawako Gregu to lead things off for the Threshers.
Yeah, pitched 2 days ago, an inning, hitting around a couple of walks. That was the extra inning. Again, that was for the Mets. We're hoping they would not have to use him that game. And walked the winning run in, then got a double play to escape further damage, and that kept the Mets in striking distance. They couldn't quite get over the hump, shut out both the 10th and 11th. Tough spot to come into. He's got really good stuff. Can he harness it?
First pitch to Pawako Gregu is too high, and it's ball one. The Mets, at the very least, would like to try and get a quick inning, maybe carry a little over momentum into the bottom of the ninth. pitch. Line drive right back up the middle. That's off of Arnaud. And now the throw to first in time for the out. Well done by Vargas to come in and grab that ball and make the play for the first out.
Yeah, it took a good care. I think it hit off the back of the heel, but Vargas handcuffed, still gets it away. Well, probably had all sorts of spin on it. It's entered his mitt. The old 1-5-3 put out.
Now one away here in the top of the ninth, and it's Virus at the plate for the Threshers. First pitch to him is too low, and it's 1-0. Mets playing the mini shift, not really the old shift that you could used to do, and a swing and a miss there, and it's 1-1. Third base side open with Vargas playing basically at shortstop. Pitch on the way, and a swing and a foul ball, and the count is now 1-2 to Virus. Arnaud will come set. And the 1-2 pitch way outside and all the way to the backstop. And that'll even up the count. Action in the Clearwater bullpen right now. Closer getting ready. Two pitch. In there for a called strike three. Nice pitch from Marneau, and he's got the second out of the inning.
Great curveball. Couldn't paint it any better. Knee high, outer edge. I suppose Byers could have used a challenge, but the stage.
It'll be Owosu Asiadu at the plate now for Clearwater. First pitch, swing and a miss.
If Fires had challenged that pitch, would have lost. It was in the strike zone by plenty.
And there you go. Nice pitch from Marneau. 0-1, swung on and missed, and it's 0-2.
It's 97. You get 97-mile-per-hour fastball mixed with that lethal curve. And if he can just harness it mechanically, pitchability, repeatability, that'll play. That'll make some waves.
Arnaud's 0-2. He struck him out, and that'll end the inning. So the Mets and Arnaud pick up a 1-2-3 inning. They will go to the bottom of the eighth, trailing 8-1. See if they can't make a comeback late in this one.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
Back now here at Clover Park, Mets trailing as we get set to start the bottom of the ninth. 8-1, they'll look to try and make a miraculous comeback, and they'll do it against a new pitcher for the Threshers. Going to be Turan on the mound, who's got a .68 ERA.
Fairly low leverage spot for Turan, but does want to continue the good work, of course, from the three other pitchers. Clausen shut out for three, Bourque two shutout innings. Petit had second and third no outs. Got three batters in a row out, scoring, allowing just an RBI ground out. So he pitched well. Turan trying to make it four-pitcher good night for the Threshers. But Haup, another multi-game. He's starting to pile those up.
First pitch is inside for ball one. It'll be Haup, Hernandez, and Fañez for the Mets.
Haup had two hits in his last game on Wednesday afternoon. A double in the comeback victory on Tuesday. Got a single and a double today.
1-1 pitch to Haup and a high fly ball. This one into center field, but it's going to be Saltamon, who ranges back into the outfield to make the catch for the first out. And now it'll be Ronald Hernandez. And Hernandez 0 for 3 today, trying to get his first hit of the game. First pitch swung on and fouled straight back. 0-1 now to Hernandez. That pitch is too far outside, and it's 1-1. One pitch too high, and now Hernandez ahead in the count. Two balls and a strike. Two-one. Outside ball three. Hernandez now a pitch away from drawing the walk. Three-one. That's in there for a called strike, and Hernandez will challenge it. And it is a called strike. Hernandez will lose that challenge, and it's a full count. Payoff pitch, swung on, ground ball, this one to Saltabon again. Throw to first, did he stay on the bag? Yes, he did. Anthony had to reach for that one, but made the catch and stayed on first. And there's now two away, and the Mets are down to their last out. It'll be Willy Fañez at the plate, 1-for-3 today. Had a single all the way back in the second inning. First pitch to him in there for a called strike. And Fañez down 0-1. And a swing and a miss, making it 0-2. Pitch outside, and it's 1-2. And a line drive, but foul. Fañez sent that one deep down the right side, but a little early on it. It's 1-2. And a line drive up the middle through for a base hit. And Fañez extends the inning for the Mets, extends the game. So a two-out single. And a runner on first for the Mets, and it'll be Cuevas to the plate. Cuevas 0-for-2 with a walk so far today. First pitch in there for a called strike. And a challenge from Cuevas. And it's going to be a ball. So the Mets still with another challenge remaining. And it's now a 1-0 count. Too high, and it's ball two. Mets with a still a long way to go in this one. Down to their last out right now. Cuevas holding a 2-0 count with Fañez on first. And that pitch is high and outside. And now a 3-0 count. Cuevas has worked himself into a very favorable hitter's count. And now the 3-0 in there for a called strike. Cuevas likely taking all the way. So it's 3-1. Pitch outside ball four. And another two-out runner. This time a walk drawn by Cuevas. And the Mets will have runners on first and second. Kevin DiValencio. And now a quick meeting on the mound here for the Threshers. Trying to settle down Teron. Who got the first two outs relatively quickly. But then has issued a single and a walk to the next two Mets batters. And now the Mets trying to at least score a couple extra runs with two outs in the bottom of the ninth. Two away with runners on first and second. First pitch. Too low for a ball, and it's 1-0. Duran comes set. His 1-0 pitch. And that's too low and laid off by Valencio for ball two. I'm trying to find the strike zone. Mets doing a good job. At the very least, extending this inning. And now it looks like we have a balk called against Teron. And both runners for the Mets will advance. So it'll be Fanyas on third. And now Cuevas on second for the Mets. So two runners in scoring position. Pitch, and that's in there for a called strike.
Well, Teron's making a mess out of this inning. It's a pop out and a ground out, looking for a 1-2-3 finish, and now trying to save his outing. Single, a walk, and a balk. Not a strong finish.
2-1 pitch, and that's too low, and it's going to be 3-1. And now Teron one pitch away from loading the bases.
The way that Caicudo just zipped that ball back to his pitcher. Doesn't appear very pleased.
Three-one, and that's a called strike. Just finds the corner, and it's a full count to Kevin Vivalencio. Payoff pitch. High fly ball popped up on the infield. Miller calling for it, and he has it. That'll do it. That ends this game, and the Mets fall to the Threshers by a final score of 8-1. Threshers will improve to 30-13. It's their 30th win on the season. Meanwhile, the Mets fall to 14-29. A tough one for the Mets. They hung in there all the way until that seventh inning, and then things just kind of got away from them. And the offense not able to get much going. They do score one. So we'll take a quick break here on the St. Lucie Mets broadcast. And after this, we'll wrap everything up on the postgame show.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park, everybody. I'm Donald J. Kirchner back with you, high atop the action. Fuller broadcasting booth. Pressure's bullpen making its way across the field. And once they're cleared out, the kids can run the bases. Boy, they've lined up. Matt, our cameraman, if you can get that, that'd be great. Look at them all there. They're all piling up on the concourse, ready to try to run the bases. Phillips, they're getting the footage. While they get ready to do that, let's take a look at the highlights in this 8-1 Threshers win over the Mets, the Threshers' third straight victory in this series. It started in the first inning. Here's footage you didn't see because we weren't live on the air yet. A run scored on this base hit by Saltabon, but heads-up play there by Houck to get that second runner at the plate. It was just a one-run inning. Mets had first and second, no outs. In the first inning, looking to respond, there's an unlucky double play hit into by Baez. The Mets do not score. Here's Dakota Kotowski, second straight day, long ball. Rosa crashes on the wall, but beyond him. He had a long home run to left yesterday. This time fights the wind opposite field. Two homers in two games and three now total on the season for Kotowski. That made it 2-0. Tresser was done after three innings. And then Ferrer did a great job keeping it a 2-0 deficit until the seventh inning. A bunt single, surprise bunt single to start the inning, then a walk, and then this two-run double by Aiden Miller. He's doubled in every one of his games this week. Pass ball, that's unfortunate. Another one of those with two outs and a runner on third that come home to score. Unforced error, mistake by the Mets. That made it 5-0, and the Threshers would keep piling it on late. Although Colin Houck gets a ground rule double here. Just did keep it fair. Next batter, Ronald Hernandez, going to bounce one right side. This is going to bring in home Rosa, who led off with an infield hit. That would be the Mets' lone run of the night. Gomez surprised by a bunt single again. Back-to-back innings. The Threshers drop down a bunt single to surprise the Mets. Alfonseca comes in with the bases loaded, looking for the last out. Gives up a couple of inherited runs here on this single. Another run would score on a base-loaded walk, and there's the last out of the game as the Mets tried to get something going there in the ninth inning. First two batters make outs. Next two batters get on, but there's the pop-out to end the game. So, Jake, it feels like the story of this series has been close games all the way through. The Mets were able to pull one out on Tuesday. Probably should have pulled one out on Wednesday, but now really two games back-to-back here, basically the same. Mets right there, seventh, eighth inning, but then Clearwater just breaks it open. And this appears to be why Clearwater is such a good team. They got a lot of depth. They work at bats. They keep bringing out fresh arms. And it's proven right now to be a tough task for the Mets to beat this team.
Yeah, and again, you know, if you take a look at the positive side of things, the Mets have been in all these games, at least late into games, which is a good thing. Just haven't been able to quite hold on. And then you look at the other side of the things, that Clearwater is a very good team. There's a reason they have 30 wins on the season. And it's very hard to hold a team like this to so few runs for the entirety of the game. And Clearwater's been able to break it open over the last two. The Mets have made a couple little mistakes that I'm sure they'd like to try and clean up moving forward. But again, overall, I think they're starting to do some things better than they were on that long losing streak they were just on. So again, some good things moving forward to look for the Mets, even though they trail in this series now 3-1.
Yeah, it's just a tough matchup. Clearwater, look, folks, 30 wins in 43 games. Very impressive. You get a hat tip to the Threshers for such a good start to this season. By the way, they will maintain their 2-game lead in the West Division ahead of that big series next week against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. That'll about do it for here. We got another game in this series tomorrow. We'll leave you with the kids running the bases. Organized chaos. Maverick and Casey. Oh, look at Kenny down there. He thinks he has it under control. And he thinks that. We know he doesn't.
Oh, Kenny.
Threshers win this game 8-1. We're going to have another game tomorrow, game 5 of the series. Mets need to win the last two to get a split. Clearwater needs one more in the last two to get the series victory. It'll be another 6-10 first pitch. We'll go airtime at 6 o'clock. Big night. Marvel, Defenders of the Diamond Knight, special jerseys, new hats for the Mets, plus a visit from Captain America. I have him on the broadcast. Once again, your final from Clover Park, Threshers 8, Mets 1 for Jake Ricker. I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Friday night. We hope all of you out there watching have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.